President Bush said hopeful political reforms are already taking hold from Morocco to Jordan to Bahrain. He called on U.S. allies, Saudi Arabia and Egypt, to expand democratic opportunities and singled out Syria and Iran as countries that he said continue to harbor terrorists and pursue weapons of mass murder. He did not mention relations with the nations of Europe, East Asia, or Africa, but focused instead on the Middle East. Matthias Rueb, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says that reaction in Germany to President Bush's address was mostly positive. Many Europeans, he explains, were encouraged by President Bush's attention to the Middle East.
Europeans are most concerned about the conflict between the Palestinians and Israel and, of course, Iran. And I think there is a prevailing feeling that now the United States is really taking seriously her role in trying to bring forward a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. Even though Europe was not really mentioned in the State of the Union address, people in Germany and in the whole Europe expect there will be a better relationship between the U.S. and the European allies.
In contrast, London-based Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh says the official reaction in Iran to the president's speech was quite negative.
The Iranian government responded by considering President Bush's speech intervention in Iranian affair an unjust accusation of involvement of Islamic Republic in supporting terrorism. But on the other hand, the Iranian people, they were very happy that President Bush not only talked about the Iranian involvement in supporting terrorism, but also about human rights, about the Iranian who deserve to have better government to enjoy democracy. What is interesting in President Bush's speeches, especially the State of Union, President Bush distinguished between the Iranian government and Iranian people.
Rami Khoury, editor of Beirut's Daily Star, says reaction in the Arab world was largely critical.
Generally, people here don't think that President Bush is mandated to reform and change and reorder things in this region or any other part of the world. Some people are concerned that the U.S. will be applying a double standard about which countries it chooses to push reform in and which countries it ignores. There's a smaller group of people in the region who support very much what Bush is doing. Maybe 15-20% think that external pressure from the U.S. is needed to shake up this region and to address a lot of the problems that are related to antiquated authoritarian and autocratic political systems.
However, President Bush's praise for the recent Palestinian elections encouraged many people in the region. Again, Rami Khoury.
That was one of the positive points that I think most people were struck, as I was, by a sense that the U.S. is maybe going to be more even-handed, will get involved in a more balanced way and commit a good amount of money to promoting Palestinian development.
However, Rami Khoury says that President Bush's harsh criticism of Syria and Iran and somewhat milder criticisms of Saudi Arabia and Egypt were offensive to many people in the region. But Khaled Abdul Karim, correspondent for the Middle East News Agency of Egypt, says there was hardly any official reaction from Cairo to President Bush's reference to the lack of democracy in Egypt.
Let's remember that his statement was not really harsh at all, but maybe the timing is what matters. These words came only days after the arrest of one of the opposition leaders in Egypt. The press and public opinion are quite skeptical of the American way of approaching intervention in Egyptian affairs when it comes to political and democratic reform. There is very little credibility of the U.S., especially this administration, on the streets of Cairo, Riyadh, and other Arab capitals.
Nonetheless, even though many Arab reformers are opposed to U.S. policy in the region, Middle East analysts observe that President Bush's advocacy of democracy does have some resonance in the Arab world. They say his public statements and the interest Washington has shown on the issue have played a large role in opening up the political space so people who have long advocated reform can step forward and present their own proposals. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.